Our story begins outside Mandy's New Zealand apartment, where she has just arrived home when she is surprised by Todd and Hannah.
Busted!
Hannah, you scared the hell out of me. What are you doing in New Zealand?
No, what are you doing in New Zealand, Mandy?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
I thought you had an urgent business trip to go to in Singapore.
Are you following me?
You're damn right.
Mandy, we're looking for Marty, Hannah's nephew.
And we know he's in there. Let us in.
You think Marty is in my apartment?
Would you mind if we went in with you?
As a matter of fact, I do. The place is a mess, and I really wasn't expecting any company.
Oh, that's too bad, because we're not going anywhere, Mandy.
Hannah believes that you took Marty from Mac and Ravens. I'm more than willing to let Hannah go get the police while I stay here with you.
Good idea.
No police. That won't be necessary. Come in.
Where is he?
Where are you, Angela? And where are your things?
Mandy, from the look on your face, you seem as surprised as we are that Marty isn't here.
What are the two of you talking about? Why on earth would I have baby Marty?
Because you're nuts, that's why. Only you know the real reason.
Look around, Hannah. Do you see a baby?
He's not here.
Now I want the two of you to get out of my apartment. I've been nothing but kind to you, and this is how you repay me?
Anna, we better go.
Okay.
Mandy, sorry to have bothered you.
Angela, what happened to you? Where is my baby?
Back in New York at Dean Industries, Carrie is on the phone in her office.
Gordon, when does this new guy start in finance? Why did we make the start date so late? Fine, just do the best you can for now until he starts. Okay, thanks.
Hello, Teresa.
Giancarlos, now is not a good time. I'm in the middle of a major crisis around here.
Teresa, you would not go riding with me and you have not returned my phone call, so how else am I supposed to talk to you?
You just don't give up, do you?
No, until I get what I want. I have the afternoon off. Let's go for a picnic in the park.
How can a doctor like yourself have so much free time for romancing me?
You have to make time for important things in life. Romance is very important to me.
Obviously, life at the Westside Hospital is just a lot different than my life at Dean Industries. Look, my secretary went home sick today. I have to get this. This is Terry Dean. What? Jacob Stiles? Are you serious? What happened? I haven't thought about him in years. I can't believe someone from our class... Wow. It really makes you think. Today? I might have gone if I'd known. Sure. Well, thanks for letting me know. I'll call you back later. Bye.
Jacob Stiles?
Yes, is that name familiar to you?
Yes, it is. What happened?
He was a classmate of mine in college. Apparently his funeral was today.
He's dead? Look, Teresa, I have to go.
What happened to romance in the park?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid it will have to wait. Goodbye.
Oh, well. Easy come, easy go.
In New Zealand, Todd and Hannah have just checked into a hotel room.
What do we do now, Todd?
Well, we both saw the look on Mandy's face when we walked in. She seemed surprised by what she saw in the apartment. Like she was expecting something to be there and it wasn't.
But without Marty being there, we have no proof. And now even I'm starting to wonder if I led us halfway around the world. For nothing.
No, I'm not willing to give up on this Mandy theory just yet. She's hiding something, and we have to find out what it is.
But what if it has nothing to do with Marty?
Hey, you're the one who was convinced she had Marty. Don't doubt yourself. Trust your instincts.
I wish I could.
But I think it's time we let Mac and Raven in on what's going on.
Oh, I don't know.
We have to, Hannah. We can't keep them in the dark any longer. And I know they've been trying to reach us. The only question is, do you do the honors or do I?
I guess it should be me, since this whole trip was my idea. I'll call him now.
Alone in her apartment, Gretchen hears a knock on the door.
Who could that be? Oh, no. Not you. No, no. Not today.
Gretchen, I just heard about your brother. I had to come.
No, you didn't. How did you find out anyway?
It was in the paper today.
Since when do you read the obituaries in the paper?
I came over here to check on you. Would you please let me in?
Oh, fine. Come on. I only came home to change, Carlos. I have to get back to Maryland. My parents are here from Baltimore. I don't have time for any of your games today.
I'm not here to play games, Gretchen. Can you tell by the look in my face that I'm worried about you? I came out here as soon as I found out about Jacob.
I don't trust you, Carlos, okay? You're just using this to worm your way back into my life, and it is not going to work.
How could you say that? You could say a lot of things about me, and they would be true, but not this.
So, you came by to offer me a big, strong shoulder to cry on. Well, no thanks.
You don't have to be strong around me, Gretchen. I know how close you were to your brother.
Yeah. Before Serena came along.
Did you see her today?
I saw her last night, and again today at the funeral. She hasn't changed a bit, and she refuses to let us talk to Denise.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Who does she think she is, anyway?
I know you never like her.
You are the only person she would even talk to at family functions.
A lot has changed in the last 5 years. I miss you, Gretchen.
Oh, Carlos, don't do this to me. I don't have the strength to kick you out today.
Then don't.
No, no, get out.
Let me hold you, Gretchen.
I said no, Carlos. I should have known this is what your visit was all about. Get out.
Gretchen.
I mean it, Carlos. Go.
Okay. I'll go. Call me if you want to talk.
I won't be calling.
Bye.
In her apartment, a confused Mandy has just called the agency where she hired Rachel, the nanny.
Look, you were the third person I've spoken to at this agency, and I'm getting the runaround here. My daughter Angela is missing. You sent Rachel Cummings here to watch my daughter, and she is gone, along with all of her things. Why am I not calling the police? I'm calling you. Don't you know where your employee is? Are you saying she kidnapped my daughter? No, I won't calm down. If I don't get my daughter back soon, there is going to be hell to pay. Do you hear me? Hell to pay.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.